With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Hall, live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Backs it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Did not do it like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. KC Johnson joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Morning, KC. How are you?
Morning, KC.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Well, the Bulls have a new head coach, and we talked about it a little bit earlier. I apologize for being surprised that they ended up with Billy Donovan. I thought it was a great hire. I think it is. I'm hoping it is. And it kind of snuck up on me just because I don't know that I expected them to splash the cash. As simple as that.
Right. And we're still kind of adjusting to a new regime, right? And, you know, say what you want about the John Paxson and Gar Forman era, you know, which included a lot of success and then some difficult times down the stretch. We just weren't used to decisions like this. I mean, John did make a hire of a coach with experience for his first hire way back in 2003 when he replaced Bill Carter with Scott Skiles. But we didn't have the 24/7 news cycle we have now, and social media, and you know, Scott, while accomplished because he had success at Phoenix, you know, probably didn't have the resume that Billy Donovan has at the time. You know, Scott's a great coach. I think Billy is a good fit for this team, and I think people are reacting, you know, to the overall positivity that's been happening since they made the overhaul in April.
Casey, I think the level of surprise involves the fact, maybe not that the Bulls pursued Billy Donovan and chose him, but that he chose the Bulls. There's some other really good jobs out there. He still is going to be the coach of the Bulls, and I imagine he had some options. What does that say about the type of job this is and where the Bulls are with their organization?
Well, and that's a good point, David, and extrapolating upon that, you could read the tea leaves that, you know, a big reason why, although I'm not sure if it was explicitly stated, it was certainly reported or inferred that he and Oklahoma City mutually agreed to part ways, was they just weren't quite sure the direction of that franchise, and most people expect, you know, given the massive draft overhaul that Sam Presti has accrued, they're going to move into a kind of a youth movement and rebuilding phase. So the fact that he left a comfort zone there and a strong working relationship with Sam Presti to pursue, you know, a situation that is also in a rebuild situation, and quite frankly hasn't had anywhere near the success that even Oklahoma City had last year, speaks volumes. And to me, what it speaks to is that Arturis Karnišovas was able to sell his vision. And I would love to have been a fly on the wall for some of the conversations they had about personnel, because if one thing Arturis has proven to this point, you know, since he took over in April, is that he's not afraid to make, you know, bold decisions. He's got an idea, he's got a vision, and he's going to go try to execute it. Now, will he be able to execute everything he wants to do regarding the roster? Maybe not. I mean, if he does have trade ideas or trade designs, obviously it takes two teams sometimes three teams to execute those plans. But it is clear that Arturas was able to sell his vision of this franchise, of this roster, of the direction that he wants to pursue to a guy who's had success really everywhere he's gone.
And again, you know, this is a guy that if you think about it, has a higher profile than Arturas Karnišovas. I mean, there's no ego involved in bringing in somebody that would be more well-known than you, right? I mean, it tells you that he's all about the basketball. He's not about trying to push his own brand, so to speak.
That's exactly right. And also, that's a great point. I wrote that in my column at NBCSportsChicago.com. Beyond that, he didn't have a previous working relationship with Billy Donovan. And that to me speaks to someone, a leader or an executive who's comfortable in his own skin, who, you know, once he got in the interview phase with Billy Donovan, found shared basketball vision, found shared basketball philosophy, and put aside, you know, the trust factor that he might have had with a guy like, say, Wes Unseld Jr., who he's been in the trenches with, you know, in Denver. So, you know, it's funny because I was talking about, obviously, a bunch of people around the league last night, and that point kept coming up that these two guys hadn't worked together, didn't know each other well. But another thing that kept coming up from people that know both of them pretty well is that they actually have a lot of shared personality themes. They are what you just were talking about, Molly. Selfless and not ego-driven. They're worried about the team construct and not individual success. They're focused on the right things. They're just adults. And you know, that's the other thing is they're just comfortable with their relationship building and with their presence with players and things like that. And so, you know, even though they may not have worked together, I'm guessing, well, I don't need to guess because it's happened. When they got in the room together, they found a lot of shared ground.
KC, when Donovan was at Florida for so many years, I mean, he would give clinic presentations on his spread pick and roll, and that would become a thing that he'd be known for. He goes to the NBA, and with guys like Westbrook and Durant, there was a share of isolation basketball, obviously. And then he evolved, and there's obviously the pace and space. Coming to the Bulls, what do we expect in terms of an offensive style, and who might that benefit?
That's a great question, and I won't have a great answer for it because I think what you're talking to is another trait you hear about Billy in terms of his coaching style. He's incredibly flexible, and he coaches to his personnel. You know, you can even make that point defensively. I mean, Oklahoma City was a team that for a long time was really aggressive blitzing the pick and roll, and then last year when they got into more of a younger team, they kind of moved to more of a drop defense, and Steven Adams anchored it. And they were still pretty strong defensively. So he really does, you know, last year's team was so different than the other team he had coached in Oklahoma City, and they played differently. So I don't know the answer to that because I also don't know who's going to be on the roster. You can start speculating on some stuff. I mean, all we heard coming out of Duke for the pre-draft comps for Wendell Carter Jr. was Al Horford. Well, guess who coached Al Horford to a lot of success in college? And that's Billy Donovan. Right. So, you know, you could maybe guess that there's going to be benefit for him. I'm going to be curious to see if Chris Fleming sticks around. He's just finished the first year of his three-year deal. He has a very strong work relationship with Arturas and has led a lot of the individual offseason workouts and will have a crucial role in these group workouts that begin today. My guess, and this is a guess, I'm not reporting this, is that he will stick around, so he'll have a say in the offense as well. But I think the overall point that you bring up, David, is the important one to take away from Billy Donovan in talking to people about him last night is that he really does coach to fit his personnel. And that will be a difference from last year. You know, obviously Jim was very resolute in his approach last year. He picked two styles that were pretty polarizing. The Bulls had some success with one of those styles, with the aggressive pick and roll coverages, and the leading the league in forced turnovers. But he didn't budge off stuff. And I think Billy, you know, will. And I also think Arturas, you know, while having a strong vision has shown the ability to collaborate as well. So I'm going to be curious to see how that answer to your question plays out.
It's fascinating. The Bulls have had a 310 winning percentage over the last three seasons, which is second worst in the NBA during those 3 years. The Knicks, the only team that's worse. You think about Billy Donovan coming in, and the question is twofold. Does he attract free agents? Is that something you can sell people? And can you do it this year? Because it seems like the team that you have, and who among that group would be most affected by this guy coming in, do you think, Casey?
Well, I'll tackle the first question first. I mean, all I'll say about whether he can attract free agents is, regardless of if Billy Donovan can solely himself, what this hiring to me says is, again, the Bulls are moving into the modern NBA where they recognize that player empowerment and player relationships and player recruitment and all that stuff is a reality. And all you hear about all these guys since they've been hired are Terrence Curtis-Jones, Mark Eversley, Pat Connolly, now Billy Donovan, is they are people that have a wide, vast array of network relationships that are based on genuine, substantive human interactions. And so, you know, will that translate to free agency success? I have no idea. You know, I don't know what the roster is going to look like. What if the Bulls make a bold trade that eats up their cap space that's projected for 2021 between, you know, now and then? What I will say is they're in the game now. The overhaul of this franchise has been complete. It's been dramatic, and it's pushed the Bulls, from my estimation, into the modern NBA. Now they've got to go do it on the court, and they've got to obviously do it with the roster. They've got to upgrade the roster. But I think it's just a continuation of the Bulls recognizing, and this goes way back to Michael Reinsdorf at Arturis Karnišovas's introductory press conference, talking about John Paxson coming to him and saying, "We're not in step with the times, and I can't do this anymore, and we need to change." And so from that moment on, to me, it's just flowed in the direction of the Bulls recognizing they need to kind of modernize their approach and join the today's NBA.
Casey, I saw the news, and I've always liked Billy Donovan's, but my mind went right back to the 1987 Providence Final Four team. And I think that, and I remember that team, and I remember him as a player because of the power of his personality. He almost willed that team to the Final Four, and he was like that as a coach. And I think that you wonder what he's going to be like as an NBA coach with the Bulls. And you talk to Joakim Noah, who knows him as well as anybody. What was that conversation like, and how would you describe his personality, what you know of it?
Yeah, it's funny because I distinctly remember sitting in the locker room with Joakim a million years ago. This was early in Joakim's Bulls career. It was a road game. I don't remember what city we were in. I want to say Charlotte or New Orleans. I can't remember. But this was when Billy was still in Florida, and it was one of those times where, you know, you guys have been in these locker rooms all the time, where kind of like an organic conversation started in the locker room, and you're kind of eavesdropping, and then the players kind of turn to you and ask you, and you're kind of all of a sudden part of the conversation. It was about college coaches that the room thought could make the jump to the NBA. And I distinctly remember Joakim kind of getting angry because, in Joakim's, unique style, like, hey, this guy wouldn't be a good NBA head coach. He'd be a great NBA head coach. And you know, it was all the rage back then, you know, guys, you know, Lon Kruger and guys making jumps and not always succeeding, obviously. And, you know, look, it's been borne out that, you know, Billy obviously had a lot of success in Oklahoma City. So what I would say is, you know, when I asked Joakim last night, you know, why did you think that so far back then and why do you think it's played out? And he said it's just his ability to relate to players and his ability to hold players accountable while also having good relationships with them. And that's a tough balance to strike in the NBA. But he was able to do it, you know, obviously in Florida, and he was obviously able to do it in Oklahoma City. It's the ability to treat people similarly. He says he holds the first player on the team accountable like he holds the 15th person on the team accountable. So, you know, Joakim's love for this guy is well-documented and palpalable. You know, at the end of the conversation, I joke with Joakim, well, you are a free agent now, but we'll save that conversation for another anytime. So we'll see what happens. Bulls don't have a lot of roster spots. They have 13 games.
Yeah.
Joakim will always be so associated with his franchise that I just felt it'd be good to talk to him last night about this hire. And he was pretty fired up about it because he cares for this city, Joakim, I'm talking about now, and he cares for this franchise. And his excitement for this hire was pretty darn palpable.
Great stuff, KC. Thank you.
Good job,
all right, guys.
KC.
Good talking to you, man. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.